Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about any items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board or council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. Number three, approval of the minutes for August 12th, 2025.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the August 12th meeting.
Aye.
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 All righty. Approval of the agenda for September 9th, 2025. Hold, combine, or delete any items. I'll make a motion to go through the agenda as it's written.
Aye.
Okay. Informational items, announcements of upcoming county or community meetings and events.
Good evening. My name is Michelle Barron. I'm the liaison for Mr. April Becker. We have a lot of fun things coming up. If you don't get the chance to grab our newsletter back here on the table, please do so. It'll tell you all the news that's fit to print. But a couple things to note, if you didn't see that big old banner when you were walking in that talks about the market at Mountain Crest starting this Friday. So we have a farmer's market that's starting this Friday. It'll be right back out here behind the building. We have live music. We're going to have a peaches theme, so there's going to be peaches there. And 25 different vendors will be on site. So this will be happening now every second and fourth Friday back here, right behind the community center here. And so come on by the first 100 guests on Friday get a free gift. So definitely come by and get some peaches.
Okay.
From 4 to 8 p.m. And then otherwise, right here in this room on Tuesday, September 23rd, we're going to have a lunch and learn for seniors. Allison, we just found out she's not old enough, so you know, we're all invited. Come on by. We have partnered with UNR with their Healthy Aging Initiative, and they're going to be here to let you know about their programs that they have going on. And if you come on by, lunch is free, so join us. Otherwise, as you know, starting on August 4th, all dogs and cats need to be microchipped, and if you need your furry friends microchipped, you can bring them here on October 4th from 9 to 11 a.m. We have partnered with the NSPCA, and they're going to be doing free microchipping for dogs and cats right in this room. So come on by. If you have any questions, please feel free to talk to me after the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, anything from planning and zoning? Alrighty. First item on the agenda, DR 250556, Woodside Homes of Nevada LLC design review to add new models for a previously approved single family residential development on 4.1 acres in an RS20 zone within the RNP overlay, generally located north of Elkhorn and east of Rainbow Boulevard within Lone Mountain.
Good evening, Robert Cunningham, 6030 South Jones Boulevard, Batan Engineering, representing the developer Shawwood Homes. Try to put some of this on the overhead. What the developer is doing is they bought a subdivision that someone else started, and they're building their own homes in it before it was approved with just custom homes in it. And so on these lots, they're proposing to put tract homes. The tract homes range in size from just over 3,000 square feet to mid 4,000 square feet in size. They're 3 and 4 car garages. They're ultra high-end homes. They're called Shawwood is the developer. And they have a lot of proprietary building techniques, such as they don't use the traditional framing that we see here. They do all their framing off-site in a factory so they can get it exactly specific, deliver it to the project, and then they assemble it there in pieces, kind of like Legos. It's very, very high-end, and they consider these legacy homes. They're going to be priced in the $1.5 to $2 million range, and they will hopefully be passed from one generation to another, is what they're floor plans and elevations that I'd like to show you. The four different plans they have also have four different elevations. And so I think in the staff report it says something about 16 different versions of plans. That is correct. This is going to be their model home complex. They're building in two other communities that are nearby. One just got approved across the street from this, and one is located in Farm and Rainbow. So we'll have several homes in this area, developments in this area. With this, four homes that are all single story, they have two accessory structures they're also building. One is a casita, and the other one is going to be a detached RV garage. In the back of that RV garage is like they call it a mother-in-law or a man cave. On the second floor, for about a quarter of it, it's like a little apartment. That's the only two-story element to the entire project. Since the mic isn't connected, I'm gonna go to the overhead and show you the information here. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you guys have after that. Thank you.
So really quickly, when the original owner, which was the Reynolds family, mm-hmm. owned this, was it seven homes originally? And then it went to eight? I'm just trying to get information. When the previous
owner. We never changed it from what the Reynolds family got approved.
Right.
They bought it exactly how they got it approved. So there's no changes to that at all. All we're doing tonight is adding the homes.
Okay.
So I brought the subdivision that was approved from, I'm trying to get this oriented. I can't quite figure this out. Maybe can I move that a little? Does that work?
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys can see it. Okay. So this is the original subdivision that was approved. It is, as you can see, three lots. Or I guess four lots backing up to Elkhorn, and then four more lots that backed up to the north property line. That's what was approved by the Reynolds family before they had sold it. Here's a floor plan of the first house that we're looking at doing. And this is a plan one that's roughly 3,000 square feet. I believe it says right here, livable is 3,090 square feet. And I have multiple elevations and everything. I can go into in-depth detail, but this is kind of the, this is kind of the elevation of that plan, and as I indicated, they have four different styles of elevation to every home, and these are preliminary in nature, so they will be further developed as we move through the project. And so you can see different styles of the same home.
Do you have renderings of the casitas that are two-story?
I do. I'll show you all of it. So if you want me to switch right to that, I could. So here is, okay, so they've got different styles of cabana. So this they call the accessory dwelling unit. This one's a pool cabana. And this is their basic RV garage floor plan. This is the one I was telling you about that has an optional like loft in the back of it. There's one with nothing built in it, it's just an optional loft that's empty. Here's the elevations, and this one's kind of plain right now. This is another version of it.
What's the total elevation?
The total height?
The total height.
Let me get to that page and I'll look it up here. This is the other styles of it. I want to show you the RV garage in just a second here. Here's one of the RV garages. We'll come over here and see if this sounds better.
So is Shawwood a division of Woodside Homes?
Yeah, so okay. Woodside Homes and Richmond American Homes got bought out by it's called like Suki House. It's the second largest builder in the world. They're based out of Japan.
Okay.
And they're taking Woodside and making it a high-end developer in town, so they don't compete with each other because they're both in this market. So Woodside will be selling homes that are $1 million and plus. They're rebranding as Shawwood, and then Richmond will sell the entry level all the way through up to that level home.
Okay.
So these are going to be ultra luxury homes. This is one of the options for the RV garage. Here's another option for it.
I think you've got the elevation right there on the
yep.
Yeah, right here. Yep, so you can see the height of this is 23 feet 5 inches to the peak of the roof.
23, okay.
It's not much taller than actually than a one-story building.
That would be the dwelling unit on the second floor?
Yeah, it's not any taller with that in it. This version of it's 20 feet 9.5 inches. So yeah, it's not any taller with that in it.
Okay.
Hopefully that answers your questions on that. Do you want me to go through the other plans?
Not for me, but.
Okay. Just to kind of show you, I'll show you the biggest one they have so you guys can see. So this is their almost 4,235 square foot home. It has two car garages. It's single story in nature and laid out in that fashion. And some of the different options, you can get these to be zero energy homes so that you could be completely unplugged from the grid. Things of that nature are options in these homes. This is their first community of this type that they're building in Southern Nevada, but they plan to build for the coming years. I think we're working on 5 or 6 communities forming.
So just to clarify, are
sure.
you only doing 8 homes?
This site, yeah, only has the 8 homes on it.
Okay. Just to clarify, I was a little confused by the sentence on the bottom that says, now the applicant has a return for a design review to add 16 semi-custom home designs, so I wasn't sure if that was just the design itself.
So,
or the design plan.
Each of the 4 plans is the same. There's 4 different floor plans, and each of those 4 plans has 4 different architectural styles. So one might be contemporary, one can be modern, one can be farmhouse. So that's what they're doing. And then they have, this is the model, they're going to be building model home complex here. So they'll have, I think, these 5 lots with that model homes on them. They actually broke ground on the development. It's under construction now, but the homes can't start until this goes through this process.
Right.
They also have 27 lots across the street they're looking at, are building. And then they have another, I think it's 8 at Farm and Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Any additional questions?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Do you guys have any questions before I open it to the public? Okay, I'm going to open it to the public. If anyone would like to ask a question, have concerns, please feel free to approach the podium. Going once? Okay, bringing it back up. Questions? Concerns? Comments? No, okay. Would anyone like to?
Go ahead. On item number 1, DR25-0556, Woodside Homes of Nevada, LLC, design review, I make a motion that we approve it as given and as written.
Aye.
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 Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Now to our second and last one. VS 25-0534 TNT Venture Partners LLC vacate and abandon portions of a right-of-way being Rainbow Boulevard located between Russell Street and Joe Marcy Drive within Lone Mountain.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the Council, for the record, Chris Thompson, THOMPSON. Address is 500 South Rancho, Suite 17. Here this evening representing the applicant. What we have before this evening is pretty much a housekeeping issue. This application is tied to a previously approved development, tentative map waiver of standards and design review that was approved back in December for Taylor Morris, single-family residential subdivision. As part of that approval, Public Works Development Review added a condition to vacate the eastern 5 feet of Rainbow Boulevard from, I think it's Joe Marcy to Ray South. So this application is to go ahead and fulfill that condition of approval of that application. So that will make myself available for any questions you might have. There are no changes to the previously approved applications. Obviously, we'd be here for a design review if we had any of those items. So this, like I said, is a housekeeping issue.
Okay. Anyone have any questions? Would anyone from the public like to speak on this matter? No? All right. Well, you had your chance. Okay. I will make a motion to approve VS 25-0534 TNT Venture Partners vacate and abandon portions of right of way being right between Rainbow Boulevard and Russell and Joe Marcy.
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
You too. Okay. General business. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that yet. General business. None? Okay. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. None. Next meeting date, September 30th, 2025. And we are adjourned. That was super fun.
Thanks all.
Thank you.